Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashim. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, it's 251-1-2401-0041-3884.
3884. All right. Let's see what we got here. All righty. Are you calling from Hillbilly Auto Sports?
That would be me.
All righty. Great. And who am I speaking with here?
This is Keith Ryan.
Keith Ryan. All right. And I'm just going to confirm some of the information that I have on file here. Are you still at 14928 Highway?
Yeah, that's my home address.
Okay. Gotcha. That's not the business address?
No.
Okay. What's the address for the business?
201 North Washington.
North Washington.
Diamond, Missouri.
Diamond, Missouri. Gotcha.
64840.
64840. All right, great. Got it. And what's a good phone number for me to contact you in case we get disconnected here?
417.
417.
592.
592.
4545.
4545. All righty. Excellent. So we have a lot of different programs available here depending on your specific needs. So what kind of, what are you kind of looking to do so I can point you in the right direction?
I'm trying to consolidate a lot of these little bills that I've taken to get this business off the ground and have some revenue to where I'm not stuck underneath the bank all the time on buying my cars.
Gotcha. So we're trying to...
They got me stuck at buying at the rough, and it's real hard to buy anything worth buying at the rough.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure.
I need to be up around the average.
Yeah, of course. So you're looking for working capital then, it sounds like, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha. So how much are we looking at?
75 to 100.
All right. We're looking at 75 to 100,000, and we're looking to... Are you trying to consolidate some loans that you already have out?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then you want to net the rest?
Yeah, I took a real, real high interest loan.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting anywhere with it.
Oh, really?
No. I've been paying on it 8 months, $400 a month, and I owe more now than what I owed when I took the loan.
Wow, okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the loans that you have out then, the ones that you're trying to consolidate?
I've got called a Vaunt for $10,500.
Uh-huh.
I've got a couple personal loans that I've taken and just credit cards.
So for the Vaunt loan, the $10,500, was that, what's the total payback on that?
Total payback?
Yeah.
I have not figured the interest yet.
Not quite. So
I'm scared too.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I know I've heard a lot of things with Avant. I actually just had a customer about an hour and a half ago who told me the exact same thing, trying to consolidate a loan with Avant as well.
Avant. Well, dude, I'm paying $400 a month.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting anywhere with that loan. Hell, I borrowed 10.
Right.
I've paid for 7 or 8 months, and I owe 10.5 now.
No kidding. So 10.5 is the initial that you borrowed, and you still owe them 10.
No, I owe them. The initial was 10, and I owe them 10.5 now.
Oh, okay. So that's the balance remaining right now.
Yes.
Okay.
And I paid $400 a month for 8 months.
Wow. Okay.
So nothing at all is coming down.
So your balance was...
Well, I'll never get it paid off.
Yeah, at this rate, definitely not, but... So a $10,500 balance, and you're paying $400 a month on that. And how long is the how long is that loan for?
Well, it was supposed to be 36 months, but after I did a calculation this morning, I'd need a big jar of Vaseline. That's the nicest way I can put it. I guess I ought to warn you, I'm very outspoken.
That was great. No, no, I like that, actually. It gives me some entertainment.
I don't pull punches, man. I just, it ain't my style.
You don't have to pull punches. You do your thing. You say whatever you want. So you have just that event loan. That's the one that you have on the business.
I have the Avant. Actually, it comes out of my personal. None of them's actually on my business right now. They're all on my personal.
Okay. These are all personal
Because the
loans.
bank, well, the bank I'm with doesn't report for my damn business.
Really? Why is that?
So I have no credit rating. That I don't know. That's what I asked him 3 times. I was like, why are you not reporting? I've got a truck. I've got a trailer. I have a floor plan. I took a loan when I first started up. I've already paid that off. I took a $1,500 loan on a 90-day note, and I paid it off. I said, why are you not reporting this? I should be in a freaking 800 credit score with my business.
And so they're not giving you any credit whatsoever?
No.
Really?
That's why I want to get the hell out from underneath them.
Yeah, that's interesting. It should
I
not be
mean,
working
I
that
should
way.
be, I, dude, I should be at an 800 credit score with my business right now.
Yeah, based on what you've been telling me, I agree with you.
I pay all my bills on time. I'm not late on my business bills. I mean, hell, I let one of my personal bills, which I never go to 30 days,
Right.
I'll let one of them go to pay my business bill. So my business looks really good.
Right.
And I freaking come back and find out they ain't even reporting.
Really?
I've
That's
been in
crazy.
business since June of last year.
Damn.
I should have a really good business score right now.
Yeah, by now. Definitely should have built something up at least.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I've got a 2003 Dooley, a 22-foot flatbed that I've been paying on all this time. My landlord loves me because I always call him and say, hey, come get your check.
Yeah,
You
gotcha.
know, I mean, I've got two storage buildings that I'm always on time with because I don't have a garage where I'm at.
Right. Okay, wow. So tell me a little bit, you wanted to consolidate the loan that you have out with Avant, or are there other loans that you're also trying to consolidate with that?
I've got Avant, I've got Rise, and I've got Personify. Personify, however the hell you pronounce that one.
Yeah, Personify.
Personify, I
Personify,
think so it
sure.
is.
So why don't you tell me for each one of those how much you have out and what are the balances and things like that? So on Rise.
3,500 to Rise,
Okay.
and 3,000 to Personify.
3,000 to Personify. And then what are your payments on each one of those?
Let's see. Where's it at? I got them right here. That payment to, which one are you? Your Rise. That payment's 557.
Okay, so 557 a month.
Yes, and the Personify. Where's the payment? Where's the payment? That payment's 467.
467. Okay.
And the Avant's basically 400 is 390 something.
Around 400, we'll say.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, when you add those together, that's a lot of money per
That's a
month.
hell of a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Definitely is. So,
That's the best way I can say it.
yeah. So if you consolidate these loans right now, what you're going to net on top, what are you going to use that for? If
I'm
you were
going
to
to
get
use it
that
to put cars on this
75,000 out.
lot, and I
Okay.
just opened a second lot in Baxter, and I'm going to put cars on both lots and get away from this damn floor plan.
Gotcha. So you want to put cars on the lot and then on the second lot that you just bought.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Well, I didn't buy it, I leased it, but
Sure.
I got a
Okay.
little deal going with the lot in Baxter. My mechanic sits right beside it. It's actually his property.
Oh,
And
okay.
he does about 85% of the dealers in Joplin, Missouri. He does all their
Oh,
work.
wow. Okay.
So,
Great place to be then,
yeah, we're
huh?
going to try to get into wholesaling to the dealers.
Oh man, that'd be great. That'd be really
Yeah, it
great.
would. That's what we're up to.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit on what kind of return you're expecting. If you were to get this 75,000 to 100,000 right now, you consolidate those loans and you put those cars on the lot. What are you looking at? What are you expecting?
I'm expecting about $1,500 per car that's purchased profit.
Okay.
So you're figuring if I was to say I was to take 50,000 and buy 10 cars.
Mm-hmm.
I'd come back with, $65,000.
Okay, perfect. So there is some sort of solid return on there. Okay. All right. And when are you looking to really do this buy? Just kind of as soon as possible, or?
2 days ago.
Okay. I like your responses. Not going to lie, they're entertaining.
Well, you ask, man.
Yep. Soon as possible. All right. And you said for credit, we don't really have a credit, right?
I don't have credit with my business because I haven't reported.
Okay. What about a personal credit?
Personal credit is probably maxed as far as it can go. It should be around a 653, but if you look at my debt to income right now, it'll probably scare you.
Really?
Well, see, to be honest with you, man, I'm disabled.
Sure.
This, me and my wife went into partners with this. I only get a disability check.
Right.
I don't show any other income.
Gotcha. Okay.
I can't.
Right.
It wasn't my fault the doctor screwed me up.
Yeah. The doctor screwed you up?
Yeah, they crushed my sciatic nerve in my left leg when they did a back surgery.
No kidding.
So I have no feeling from my left knee down, can't move my left foot, got to wear a foot brace. They told me I'd never walk without a cane or crutches. Yeah, let me know how that worked out for them.
Wow.
I walked in the office the other day with my helmet in my hand.
Uh-huh.
The doctor kind of looked at me and said, "What's that helmet for?" And I said, "That's because I rode my freaking Harley in here. What the hell you think it's for?" Well, you're not supposed to be doing that. I said, "Well, doc, according to you, I ain't supposed to be able to take a healthy shit either, but I do." I mean, you know, don't tell me I can't do something. I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, sorry.
Oh, man. Did you go after them at all?
Can't. There ain't a lawyer around here to go after Freeman Hospital in Joplin.
Goodness, that's just ridiculously absurd.
Yeah, I had an $85,000 a year job. Stepped out of the bed of my truck after trimming trees in my own damn yard, which I got hurt at work Friday, but I didn't report it.
Right.
I just thought I pulled a muscle. Hell, I'm 49 years old.
Right.
Ain't the first time I've had a pulled muscle.
Wow.
But, I stepped out of my truck, took about 5 steps, hit the ground.
No kidding.
Herniated one disc 2.5 inches bigger than it was supposed to be, and the second disc in my lower back was 1.5 inches bigger than it was supposed to be.
Wow, really? That's really unfortunate.
I didn't even make it to the shed.
Wow.
Went in the house, took a hot bath, tried to friggin' get it to quit hurting, laid on the bed, and realized I couldn't move my left foot, and yelled at my wife and said, "Let's get dressed. I'm going to the hospital."
Wow. That is just unreal. I'm sorry to hear that.
And then they sent me home walking with a pinched nerve, and you could see it clear as day in a CAT scan for 4 days on drugs.
Wow.
Never told me to stay off my feet, so I crushed my sciatic nerve.
Wow. That is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they didn't really even take
it. Look at the bright side.
Yeah.
I can kick somebody in the ass, and it don't hurt a bit. Because I can't feel it.
I'm glad you look at the bright side of life, at least. That's great news.
Well, my wife, I'm going to kill her. Smart ass. I got pulled over the other night. I don't drink. I haven't drank in years.
Right.
But I mowed and weeded my yard. I've got a 4-acre yard. And my leg gets real weak at the end of the night. So I drove to town, got some gas, pulled across the street to the car wash, and them sons of bitches pulled in there and asked to see my driver's license.
Right.
Like, okay, I'll let you see them. He goes, "Have you been drinking?" I said, "Damn right I have. I've had an iced tea and I got a bottle of Mountain Dew in the car right now." Well, I was a little pissed. Called my wife, and without my brace on, let me explain real quick. Without my brace on, I've got to flip my foot out and land it to where I feel the tingle through my leg to know it's on the floor right. So when I walk, it's like funk, funk, funk. Well, my wife told me I called her and said, "Babe, this is what happened." She goes, "Well, babe, they're just going to get you for DWF. I said, "A DWF? What the hell are you talking about?" She goes, "Driving with a flipper." I was like, "Oh, really?" And then last night, I walked, we got a 40-foot deck. Walked across my deck in my house shoes. My wife's sitting in the kitchen at the table doing some paperwork. I opened the door and I was letting the babies back in, the puppies.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Honey, what's that pirate's name with the peg leg?" I looked at her and said, "That's it. I want a lawyer." That's it.
Oh man, I'm glad you both have a sense of humor about it. At least you're all both
looking smart ass.
You're both. Oh, that's too great. I'm
that's
glad.
What you get with marrying an Italian. She's 4 foot 11 and 3/4 inches tall of pure damn meanness.
But she still makes you laugh and smile.
Oh, she's my sweet dude. We met each other when we were 18 years old.
Wow.
Both 49 now. We wanted to go out then, but she was dating somebody we never got to.
No kidding.
We bumped into each other 10 years ago.
Wow.
I was driving for Frito-Lay, and she opened the back door of Walmart in Miami. We've been together ever since and never even had an argument.
No kidding. That is just, you do not find that ever.
No, we don't. She's my best friend.
That is amazing.
Straight out.
That's amazing.
We have... she's management at Web City Walmart. We actually got followed around the OSHA Walmart.
Wow.
We were having sword fights in the toy aisle. You know those little Nerf swords?
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, we were having we were having a shield and sword fight, by golly.
You guys sound like one hell of a couple. One hell of a fun couple to hang out with, that's for sure.
Dude, I don't...
Invite me to a happy hour.
I don't have to drink to be freaking have a good time.
Right.
Life is what you make of it. And
absolutely.
This is my philosophy.
Absolutely.
Okay, you can take all the bad and sit back and, oh my God, feel sorry for me.
Right.
Or you can move on with your damn life and enjoy it.
Yep.
I hurt every day. I'm not going to lie to you. There's days I get up, I can't really tie my damn boots.
Right.
But I get the hell up and I get out of the house.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, I've got people at that doctor's office that I go to with my specialist, my surgeon, which she saved my leg. I see people in there that ain't in half the condition my back's in, walking with walkers and shit. I told this one guy, he's 30 years old.
Right.
He's got feeling in both of his legs, everything else, and he gets up and he's like, oh, God. Oh, God. I looked at him and said, come on, buttercup. Suck it up and get up on your walker. He's like, well, I had back surgery. I said, you want to see my fucking scars?
Yeah.
I pulled my shirt up. I said, look, I already know what your scars are like because you've been in here bitching and whining to your girlfriend about them.
Right.
I said, here, this is my scars. I can't feel my leg, but I don't have no damn walker because I got a pair.
Right. Did that kind of cheer him up
there? Wow. Oh, it pissed him off. Told him. What you, I handed him my phone and said, here, call 1-800-WAM-BABY. Like, son of a bitch.
The truth hurts.
It does. Yeah. So get the fuck up and move on with your life.
Yep, that's what you got to do. I mean, I honestly look at life in a pretty similar way as well. I'm a pretty optimistic person.
What are you going to do? You going to lay around and die?
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm disabled. I'm not supposed to have to work.
Absolutely.
I want something in life.
Absolutely. No, I definitely have a very similar mentality to that.
$1,536 a month?
Yeah.
After I used to make $1,500 a week?
Right. Right. I know. It's tough, I'm sure.
I got a wife that kind of enjoys having a little bit of a life. I'm not going to let her do it all.
Of course not. You definitely got to be there.
I told her, though, if she tries to leave me since the business is in both of our names and everything goes into her name.
Uh-huh.
I told her, I said, you ever try to leave me, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to stuff you, I'm going to stick you in the corner. I promise to dust you at least once a month.
I like that. I don't think she'll be leaving anytime soon.
She ain't going nowhere. She told me the same thing I told her the other day. she was picking on me, and I said, babe.
Uh-huh.
Knock it off. I've got 6.5 acres to hide the body parts, and then I got pigs that'll eat the rest.
Oh, man. You've already got it all planned out, huh?
My God.
Yeah. Man.
Just how big of a boy are you?
That's too great, man. Too great.
What I'm doing, dude, is I'm trying to get out of a spot I'm in.
Right.
Get out from underneath this damn bank. Get out from underneath these really high interest loans.
Right.
And build my business.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm gonna try and help you do here. So why don't you tell me a little bit about sales? How has sales been for you?
This month, they've sucked.
Yeah.
But up before that, 15,000-20,000 a month.
Okay, so do you have like a 1 year worth of sales, maybe from June of when you started till June of this year? Or 12 months of sales?
197,000.
197, okay. 197K.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
I'm close. Where's my books? I think I did that for the full time I was open. I'm trying to get them to raise my damn floor plan at the bank so I don't have to be stuck on this freaking rough, and they won't seem to do it, so I had to do an analysis. I'm getting ready to start QuickBooks. I've just talked to a buddy of mine that's doing QuickBooks, and he loves them.
Oh, really? Excuse me. Are you 100% of the owner, 100% of the business, rather?
Me and my wife.
Okay. Are you guys 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she has authority to do whatever, and I have authority to do whatever.
Great.
We tried that partnership. No.
Yeah.
He lasted 3 months.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't really work out that well a lot of the times.
He didn't have no drive. Okay, what I did from June to June was $178,596.66.
$178,000, okay.
And I owed the bank $107,000.
And you owed
for the
bank?
Cars.
$107,000, got it. Okay, cool, got it. And have you already taken kind of like looked into financing and tried to consolidate these loans already somewhere else?
Yeah, but the people that I'm talking to he's wanting to do it, but then he's not going to give me just a loan. They're going to work with the creditors, blah, 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 and I'm going to be freaking 6 months late showing up on my credit.
Right.
I'm not big on that.
Did you try doing it with like a local bank or what?
The hell, I ain't going to touch them kind of interests.
Yeah.
They've got to try to work to get the interest down first on them loans.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
I've been talking to a law firm.
Uh-huh.
They specialize in consolidation.
Right.
But they tell me the same thing. You know, your credit's going to take a hit because it's going to show late. You're not actually going to be late, but it's going to show late.
Okay.
And that scares me, man.
Yeah, no, of course. And so you said you started the business just last year in June, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Perfect. I mean, based on everything you really told me today, it does look like it fits our working capital program for what you need. And you're looking for somewhere between 75 and 100K to consolidate the loans, net some on top for your day-to-day operations, and put some cars on the lots, both this one and the new one you were looking at. You told me about your profits. You're probably going to be around $1,500 a car that you sell. And we're looking to do this as soon as possible. Credit's somewhere in the middle. Been in business over a year now. Your 12-month sales around $178,000. And your 50-50 ownership, you and your wife. You told me about the Avant loans that you have balances on and those monthly payments for the other personal loans. And how about this? What's a good email address for you to send for me to send you some information right now?
It's K. Ryan.
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 Right.
6777@yahoo.
6777@yahoo. Okay, I'll go ahead and shoot over an email to you right now with the documents that we require in order to get started on the process. But you don't have a tax, do you have a tax return?
Yep.
You do have a, okay, cool, perfect. So what we require is the most.
Yeah, it only shows like 78,000 because they don't count what the bank is.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that was for 2015. That was me and my wife.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you got to keep in mind.
Yeah.
I don't show income.
Right.
I show $1,536 a month.
Okay, gotcha.
I can't.
Yeah.
If disability asks, I'm part time.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't make anything.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll go ahead and shoot over an email to you right now. But what we require, just so I kind of give you a heads up here, is the most recent tax return for the business and then
Okay.
6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then there's also
Okay,
going to be
I've
a
got the 3 months on me right now.
3 months right now. Perfect. So we will ask you for the full six.
Okay, I get them.
There's also going to be a one-page application that I'm going to send to you, and it's basically that what that is like ownership breakdown and the name of the company, address, things like that, general information.
Okay.
So application, 6 month bank statements, and the most recent tax return for the business is the only things that I'm going to ask for. So I'll go ahead and shoot over an
We
email. I'll
didn't.
have
We did on our tax return. It was business and personal mixed together.
Okay, sure.
So,
And I'll go ahead and shoot that email
and
to you
I
right
showed as
now.
much of a loss as I could, so you might not want to look at that too hard.
All right, I will.
I am an educated idiot.
Okay, that's we'll
I
keep
got
that
a
in
business
mind.
degree.
I'll keep that in mind.
So I got a business degree in business management, so
Very
yeah, I'm
nice.
not stupid when it comes to numbers. Show
Very
a
nice.
loss.
Very nice. I also got one of them degrees as well.
Yeah, so you know how to play with numbers
I
too.
know how to play with numbers.
I don't care how much I made. I lost money. Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you right now and in the email, in case you forgot, I'll go ahead and throw in all the documents that I need from you. And then,
Okay.
when do you think you can shoot those over to me?
It won't take long.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, shit, what time is
I mean, I'm going to be in the office just for another hour here today. And,
It'll
so
be Monday. I'll
it'll
get
be
them to
Monday.
you
Okay.
Monday because the bank's going to close in 30 minutes and there ain't no way they can get them to me that quick.
There
That
you
way I
go then.
have the other 3 months.
Perfect then. So if you want to like gather everything over on the weekend or whatever, you can either email it to me, fax it over, or whatever is more convenient for you.
Yeah, I'll scan it and email it. It'd be easier
Okay,
because you ain't gonna be
perfect.
able to fax that much paperwork at one time.
Perfect. Then I'll go ahead and shoot that email over to you right now. And
No, but before we go real far here, how do
Sure.
you set up your interest and your payments? And am I gonna be in the
So,
same ball of wax I'm in now?
yeah, see, for that, I'm personally not going to be able to know because I'm not an underwriter. What I do is I collect your information, I shoot it over to my underwriting department, and then from there they take a look at your paperwork and they come to me and ask me if they had any questions. Like if I had talked to you about, for example, the taxes that you're telling me about, I
Yeah.
give them, kind of information like that. And then from there, they're the ones who actually create the payments and the rates and the terms.
Okay. Is
So
it
they're gonna.
monthly payment?
So there are daily, there are weekly, and there are monthly. So it all really just
Monthly,
kind of
dude. It would only
depends.
be monthly because I'm a car lot. You can't do weekly and
Yeah, it's gonna be
daily on
monthly,
a car lot.
weekly, and daily. Yeah. Okay, I'll write
You
that
wouldn't be
down
able to
here
do
as
it.
well. Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, there's days I don't sell nothing, and then there's weeks I don't sell anything, and then the next week, hang on to your ass.
Right.
I
Okay.
mean, now right now with this election so damn close,
Right.
this has been my worst month of business so far.
Really? Wow.
And it's this way at everybody, all my buddies that I talk to that have car lots, they're the same way. They're not selling anything right now.
Wow.
It's everybody scared to death. Well, I mean, look at our
Yeah,
candidates. We
sure.
got bad and
Yeah.
worse.
Yeah, I know.
I
It's
mean,
gonna be an
it's
interesting
like,
one.
well, we going to war, or are we just going to be broke for the next 4 years?
Yep. We're just
That's
gonna
pretty
have
much
to.
our choices.
It's coming up. It's coming up. We're almost there. So we'll
Yeah, we're almost there, and I'm kind of scared of our candidates.
Yep, me too. So we'll
One of
see
them's
what
a hot
happens.
head, and the other one's a damn liar.
Yep.
So, what do you do?
Yep. Oh man.
I
All
think
right.
I'm moving to Canada for the next 4 years. What
Pretty
do you
much. Pretty much. Why not?
think?
Might as well. I'll follow you there.
There you go. I'll save
Yeah.
you a room.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All
but
right.
send me that and I'll
Yeah.
get you my information.
Perfect then. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you right now. And then if you can, just get all that information to you over the weekend, collect it or whatever, and then by Monday, if you want to have it ready for me, we can get started on your file.
Sounds good.
Sound good?
I appreciate it, man.
All right. Absolutely. No problem, man. I'm gonna try and help you out as much as possible here.
Works for me.
All righty. All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care, and you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Oh, you too, man.
All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.